It's the second leading cause of cancer death in the United States, the third leading cancer in men and women, and over 100,000 people are diagnosed with it each year. I'm Dr. Greg Davis, and today we're talking frankly about colon cancer. I recently had a colonoscopy myself, and I thought, who better to talk with about this than the physician who did it? Dr. Elizabeth Holt is a gastrointestinal physician with UK Healthcare, and she tells us that unlike a lot of other cancer care, colonoscopy stops cancer before it even starts.
Even though it is not a very pleasant procedure per se, but it is one of the few places in medicine where we actually get to prevent cancer. Most of the other places, we can look for early cancers, we can look for findings that occur right before you have cancer, but nowhere else do you actually remove something that has the potential to become cancer way before it has the ability to become cancer.
I asked Elizabeth who should be getting a screening colonoscopy and when.
Caucasians and Asian Americans, Hispanics, to start at age 50. For African Americans, again, you should start screening at age 45. And then it's every 10 years or based on what they find. Obviously, if you have a large number of polyps, if you do have a significant family history, and it doesn't necessarily have to be colon cancer, it can be other hormonal cancers like breast cancer or uterine cancer that may also increase your risk. And then for people that do have risks, whether it's polyps or colon cancers, you do start 10 years earlier than the earliest known diagnoses. So, for example, if your father had colon cancer at age 50, you would start screening at age 40.
So if colonoscopy has been proven to prevent cancer and save lives, why don't more people have them? The answer for many can be summed up in two words, the PrEP.
The fact that you have to have it, you can't eat before you have the procedure. And it's very difficult to drink the PrEP, let it have its results, and then drive with an empty stomach, finding a driver for yourself to drive back.
While colonoscopy is preventative, Dr. Holt tells us that there are many things we can be doing to decrease our chances of getting colon cancer.
We know that diets that are high in red meat can increase the risk of colon cancer. We know that increased alcohol intake can increase colon cancer. Again, obesity and lack of activities can increase colon cancer. So again, this is a good, a step-off point for, trying to eat healthier, to increase the activity in your daily life. Again, there are not any good recommendations on how much is beneficial, but we do know that for alcohol, more than one drink a day is considered putting you at increased risk.
I know what you're thinking. Yeah, but there's still the PrEP.
Again, basically a PrEP is just purging your system. People pay a lot of money to get colonics, and now, bowel cleanses are very popular. If you're willing to do that for weight loss or for feeling better, why aren't you willing to do that to prevent cancer?
The bottom line, through colonoscopy, colon cancer is an imminently preventable cancer. I know an impediment for many of you is a fear of the PrEP. But I'm here to tell you personally and professionally, being tethered to a toilet for a couple of hours is a small price to pay for preventing a cancer. With Health News You Can Use, I'm Dr. Greg Davis on Medicine.
Dr. Greg Davis is a forensic pathologist at the University of Kentucky. He volunteers his time to bring important medical news to the community. You can hear more of his programs at WUKY.org.